We're coming closer to the end of Hilchos Mukta, although we've done it by topics rather than by most practical rooms of the house or things like that. But this is obviously the way to get a better understanding of the underlying principles. So we were in the middle of the sugya of Basis L'davar Ha'asir. Last time, what we discussed is the essential rule that Basis L'davar Ha'asir, that if you have a mukta item that's sitting on a non-mukta item, then the non-mukta item becomes mukta as well, by being a Basis L'davar Ha'asir, by being there to support the mukta item. So last time we spent a good deal of time discussing what that's based on, what's the basis of the formulation of the Isser of Basis L'davar Ha'asir. Is it that, let's say, as we kept giving the example, the recorder is on the shtender, is it that the shtender is now tuffel to the recorder, it's like secondary to the recorder, the recorder is the ikr, so the shtender ki'ilu becomes part of the recorder? Or do we say no, that it's not that the shtender and the recorder have a fused identity, but rather it's that I just would never think when Shabbos starts that I'm ever going to use the shtender knowing that there's a recorder on it, because it's inaccessible to me, there's something muksa on it, so I would never have a havamina that I would be able to use it knowing that there's something in the way, that there's something that's muksa that's in the way. Those are the two possibilities of what the idea of Basis L'davar Ha'asir is all about. And we discussed various nafkaminas. We went through Rav Asher Weiss and his brilliant analysis of the topic of Basis L'davar Ha'asir. So now let's go through some of the rules of Basis L'davar Ha'asir. When is something yes a Basis L'davar Ha'asir? When is it not a Basis L'davar Ha'asir? We discussed last time, for instance, if I leave my cell phone on my bed, is my whole bed now not usable for the rest of Shabbos because the Basis L'davar Ha'asir, or not movable, let's say? Should I not be allowed to move the covers of the bed because they are a Basis L'davar Ha'asir? So we pointed out that there are a lot of rules that will limit the din of Basis, which will therefore carry with it certain heterim that we otherwise may not have realized. So first let's take a look at the Mishnah Brura, the Shulchan Aruch, actually really on page 9 in the packets. If you look on page 9, so the Ramah in Simen Shin Yud writes, what about if you have clothing that has money in it? Clothing with money in the pockets. So do you say the money is muktzah? Money is definitely muktzah. The clothing is now a basis l'davar aser, and therefore you're not allowed to carry the clothing? I mean, can I shake out the clothing to empty out the money and then use the clothing? Or do you say no, the clothing had money in it, and therefore the clothing becomes a basis l'davar aser? So says the Ramah, if you look at the last two lines of the Ramah, mi'ul tzarech gufal v'chein bekis, here it is, v'chein bekis atafur bevegen. If you have a pocket or a wallet that is sewn into the beged, hold the ikra beged omid lilbo, since the clothing is there to be worn, and that's primarily its purpose, im hotzi amos misham mutu lilbo shabeged. If you manage to get the money out by tiltul min atzad, shaking it or whatever, then it's the beged is mutter to wear, da kis batel etzlo. Because what do we say might be the entire idea of Basis L'davar Ha'asir is that the non-muksa item becomes batel to the muksa item. It's as if it's part of the muksa item. Over here it's the reverse. The primary thing is obviously the pants. That's the non-muksa item. If anything, the pocket is batel to the pants. So that's why it's going to be mutter to wear the pants. Aval, im shachach bo ma'os, but if one forgot money in the pants, mutter l'taltal abeged, it's mutter to move the beged. De lo amrina dechala beged nasa basis l'ma'os, we don't say that the entire beged becomes a basis for the money. Hol ve'ein ha'ma'os al ikar abeged, since the money is not on the ikar abeged, it's not on the primary part of the beged. Separate concern, shouldn't wear the clothing if it has money attached to it, because we're afraid you might walk outside of an Erev, that you're going to be carrying, but that's a totally separate problem. So what does he say? So the beged itself that has money in the pocket, you're allowed to be metaltal, you're allowed to move that beged, because the beged does not become a basis, the ma'os, the money, is not on the ikra beged, it's on some sort of secondary part. So the Mishra Brurin, Sivkat Lamed Aleph, right there on the spot, on the bottom of page 10, the ena ma'os, kasav ha-magen Avram, dafka kishet peh ha-kis tafur la-ha-beged, az amrinan duhu bata l'gabe ha-beged. When do we say that the kiss literally means like a pouch? So it could be a pocket, it could be a wallet. When do we say that the pouch is going to be batel to the beged? That's only when the opening of the pouch is sewn onto the beged. Then we say that it's batel to the beged. V'chein k'shiyish ma'os toch tevet, meaning it's not a removable pocket. It's a pocket that is part of the beged itself. V'chein k'shiyish ma'os toch tevet shebashulchan. Similarly, a drawer in a table, a drawer in a desk. So is that part of the desk? If you have money in that drawer, does it make the entire desk a basis l'davar ha'asr? So he says it depends. V'asri b'inyan she'ief shalotzir l'gamri min ha'shulchan. If you cannot remove that drawer from the desk, then it's going to be batel to the desk. The desk is the primary, and the drawer is secondary, and therefore the desk will not become a basis. Valkenis batel likra shulchan. It will be batel to the desk. Aval kishakis male ma'os kashur lebeged. But what if you have money, a bag full of money that's tied onto the beged, but it's a removable bag? Why would anyone ever do this? I guess they didn't have pockets, so what they did is they took little plastic bags of money and they bobby pinned the safety pin onto, right, not a bobby pin, they safety pinned it onto their pants. So that's a removable thing. That's not going to be buttled to the beged. It's a totally separate kli. The bag is a completely separate kli from the beged. So when you have that, hu kli b'fnei atzmo, v'eino batel l'gabei beged. And similarly, if you have a removable drawer, v'chein ha'teva, michol notzi l'gamri min ha'shulchan, if you have a drawer that could easily just be removed entirely from the table, v'imkin kolecha v'echa kli b'fnei atzmo, v'lonis batel l'gabei ha'shulchan, so the drawer is one kli, the desk is another kli, they're not batel to each other. U'mimela asu l'taltel ha'beged v'ha'shulchan. So in that case, the beged would become a basis, and the shulchan, the desk, would become a basis. Shrayim nasim basis la'mos, k'shiniach ha'mos, bam me'erev Shabbos, al das shiyusham b'Shabbos. When you leave it there on Erev Shabbos, and intend to leave it there for the entire Shabbos, then the taka does become a basis. So it would turn out that keep in mind, when something is mukta, doesn't mean you're not allowed to use it. It just means you're not allowed to be metaltel it, you're not allowed to move it. So if I have a desk, let's say, I do have a desk, and very often what I'll do is, before Shabbos, I'll open the drawer of the desk, put my wallet, my cell phone, and whatever, now that I just announced on why you told me exactly where I keep my wallet and my cell phone, good, so I'll put it in the drawer of the desk and close the drawer of the desk, right? So does that mean I'm not allowed to sit and learn by my desk on Shabbos? Of course not. Of course you're allowed to sit and learn by the desk. Even if the drawer were a removable drawer, which would then make it a basis. It happens to be the drawer is not a removable drawer, so anyway the desk wouldn't be a basis. But even if the desk were considered a basis because of a removable drawer, still I would be allowed to sit in, and I don't have the ability to move my desk anyway. It's extremely heavy. So it wouldn't be a problem to use it, it would only be a problem to move it. At least he's saying it would have a din of a basis. So he's clarifying for us a little bit some of the rules of basis. So again, rule number one, is this idea that if it's removable, then the kli that's mutter can become a basis. Another rule the Mishnah Brura adds. Keep going in the Mishnah.
What is the logic? I don't understand the logic of that. If the drawer is can be taken out, so obviously the desk itself has very little to do with the drawer that has money in it.
Right, but this recorder has very little to do with the shtender also, but the concept, or let's say the leichter that I put on the tray has very little to do with the tray, but the tray still becomes a basis because they're two separate kalim, and the muksa item is on top of the non-muksa item, so as long as they each retain a separate identity, that is the din of basis, that when you have two things, a muksa thing on top of a non-muksa thing, the non-muksa thing becomes a basis. When they're one and the same, so then you have to look at which one is primary. If the muksa item is primary, then the whole thing is muksa. If the muksa item is secondary, then it's not muksa. So it seems to be the way the Mishnah Berurah understands it. Mishnah Berurah goes on. This is probably the most important passage in Mishnah Berurah in the entire simanim about basis. Mishnah Berurah goes on with another yesod. If you look right past even in the brackets, we'll get to that. That's called basl davrasl davramutu. Let's say, in addition to the table supporting a muksa item, it also supports a non muksa item. So we'll get to that soon. But after the brackets, vim shachach litva me'erev Shabbos, al kol panim tzarech medina nir mitchila. If you forgot to take it off from Erev Shabbos. It was something that you intended to remove from Erev Shabbos, but you forgot. So you should you can then shake it off, and then you can still use it. Meaning, the non-muktzah item does not become a basis. You're not allowed to be metaltal muktzah, so you have to do tiltal menatzad, you have to shake it, you have to do... But the table, the desk, does not become buses. So that's a very important second rule, that if you had forgotten it there, you didn't intend to put it there for the entire Shabbos, you forgot it there, you left it there by accident, then there's no din of buses. So for instance, that's how we explained last week, if you leave your cell phone on your bed, no one intends to leave their cell phone on their bed for the entire Shabbos. That was a mistake that they left their cell phone on the bed. So then the bed does not become a buses, the cover does not become a buses, you're absolutely allowed to move the cover, allowed to move the bed. Are you allowed to move the cell phone? Because you need the bed, so that we discussed in past shiurim. That really depends how you define a cell phone. Is a cell phone a kli shel melachta l'isser, or is a cell phone muktzah machmas chesrom kis? If you view it only as a kli shel melachta l'isser, which we discussed way back, I think in the second shiur, so kli shel melachta l'isser, you're allowed to move l'tzorach gufo l'tzorach makomo. So you need this spot, you need the bed, so you're allowed to move the cell phone to clear up the spot. But if it's muktzah machmas chesrom kis, you're not allowed to move it. Muktzah machmas chesrom kis, if you recall, is defined as something that you wouldn't use for any other purpose other than its designated purpose, because you wouldn't want to ruin it. So you wouldn't like let your kid play with it to let him entertain himself, because you wouldn't do that, you don't want to ruin it. So if the cell phone is muktzah machmas chesrom kis, then you're not allowed to just pick it up and move it off of the bed, then you have to shake it off with the cover or something like that. So what is it? Is it muktzah machmas chesrom kis? So we discussed it, really depends on you, depends on how you treat your cell phone. Ironically, in my house, my cell phone is a much less expensive cell phone than my wife's cell phone, but mine is muktzah machmas chesrom kis, and hers is just a kli shel melachta l'isser, because my kids all the time play on hers and throw it and do whatever, and mine, they're not allowed to touch. So mine happens to be muktzah machmas chesrom kis, hers is not. I think that would be the halacha. That's because depending on how you treat it is going to determine its status. Someone asked me this week, what if you use the cell phone as an alarm, and the alarm is ringing on the cell phone? Can you move it? Because it's going to keep you up all night. Or they said, what if you have a fan blowing on you and it's going to be freezing cold all night? It's too cold outside and you left the fan blowing on you. You let it move it. You let it take it out of the way and remove the fan. Or an alarm stam that goes off in your room. You have an alarm clock. Can you move that? So the fan and the alarm, those are kli shel melachta l'isser. Right? So that, for sure, you'd be allowed to move as long as it's l'tzorach gufo or l'tzorach makomo. We discussed in those shiurim, that's called l'tzorach makomo. If the room I'm in is unlivable or uncomfortable because of the presence of the muktzah item, even though I don't need the spot where the muktzah item is, but it ruins the area, so that's enough to be called l'tzorach makomo. That's what Rosh Hashanah writes in Shmir Shabbos Pilchasa. He talks about moving the lights to accommodate Tashmir Shemitah. There's a light in the room to move the light somewhere else, so he says that's called l'tzorach makomo. Good, so that would be great, but what about the cell phone? If it's muktzah machmas chesrom kis, you can't just move it l'tzorach makomo, then you'd have to do, so you'd have to kick it, you'd have to do tiltal menatzad, you'd have to do something more creative. But again, this is only that's in terms of just moving the cell phone. What about moving the covers that the cell phone were left on? Well, that's a question of buses, and if you forgot the cell phone there, then it's not an issue of bus l'davar ha'aser. He says, what if you left money in this wallet, and the kiss only has, it's a better example probably, you left a wallet in your pocket. So it's not in the pocket, it's in the wallet, right? So you left a wallet in your pocket. So let's say there's only a few prutos in there. It's not too much. So then, b'teilim l'gabei abeged v'ashulchan. They know the mevatel bigdo v'ashulchan b'shvil eiz prutos. Then for sure, the item doesn't, the table doesn't become buses, the desk, the clothing, none of it becomes a buses. Because for a couple of prutos, you would never be mevatel the beged to the money. Clearly, the beged would become the ikker. The desk would become the ikker. Od kasav. Furthermore, the nearly dafka kishat teva shabashulchan hu miyuchad tamid lamaos oshar dvar muktza. Av kishat teva tluya bashulchan asuya tamid laniach ba lechem v'sakinim v'eirashi nicha b'maos. Another very important kula. All of this din of a bus is that a draw is going to become a bus as l'davar aser. That's if it's a money draw. It's designated dafka for muktza items. But if it's a junk drawing, you put it in papers, you put it in all sorts of different little things that you put in there. And sometimes a little money gets put in there also. Sometimes a pen, pencil, whatever, different things. All sorts of different assorted items are put in there. Then, afilu ein ba lechem v'sakinim, afil gav dahatishes, whatever that is, vadayas l'taltal, av mutal l'taltal l'shulchan. Then the table will not become a basl davar aser.
There is another example of your desk?
Yeah, so then, right, so it would turn out by my desk, right, so there's another reason why the desk would not be a basis, right, even though we said, anyway, I'm allowed to use the desk, but the desk anyway wouldn't become a basis because the drawer isn't made for money for the self, it's made for whatever junk you keep in the drawer, and over Shabbos you put your money or your cell phone, your wallet, your cell phone in that drawer. So that's how that's another critical kula that the Mishnah Berurah mentions. So let's take us a minute maybe to analyze some of these kulas. Rav Moshe discusses in the Tshuva, what if there's a basis to a basis? Remember, we said that we mentioned last time, I think, that even a multi-tiered basis, the lower items are also basis. That it's not if the if the recorder is on this table and it, which is has a plastic and then the blue cover and then the beam underneath it. So all of it is a basis. Everything underneath becomes a basis. So Moshe discusses, what if you have your leichter on your table and it's on a tray, which is on the plastic, which is on the, if you use plastic, if you don't want your kids to get a shidduch, if it's on the regular tablecloth, which is then on the table, so does it all become a basis? So if Moshe talks about the normal eight, so what they recommend to do is to put something that's not muktzah on the table, and then the table won't be a basis, and the tablecloth won't be a basis. Why? Because if you put something else, then we get into the sugya of bas l'davra asr ulu davra mutter, which would be fine. If it's a bas, it's both davra asr ulu davra mutter. You forgot to put anything else on. So only the leichter was on. So if you look at page 19 in the packets, Rav Moshe discusses this at the very end. Rav Moshe writes, Hinei, bu'uvda she'shachachu lahaniach ha'chalos al ha'shulchan kodim ben ha'shmashos. Someone forgot to put the chalos on the table before ben ha'shmashos. Im mikivan she'alaychter hoya al tas v'lo al ha'shulchan atzmo lo nasa gam ha'shulchan basis. Should we say that since the leichter has its own tray, so the table's not the basis, the tray for the leichter is the basis? Keep in mind that even the leichter is not the muktzah thing. What was muktzah? The flame was muktzah. Right? The leichter itself is only a basis. So he says, so okay, Amodi says for sure the tray is going to be a basis, even though it's obvious, it's already a couple of levels down from the actual muktzah item. But the tray is going to be a basis. So should we say the shulchan is safe though? The shulchan is not a basis? Or shagama shulchan has a basis? Or should we say the shulchan, just like the tray becomes a basis, even though it's a couple of steps removed, the table should also be a basis? So hinei b'gemara Shabbos, daf mem zayin isa, amar Rava, Hanach l'ner shemen u'psila hold nasas basel davar aser. Very airy shem the Rabbi Shimon the Raka shalheves hi amukta. V'ashemen v'psila ain't a mukta. Assuming like Rabbi Shimon that only the flame itself is mukta. The oil isn't mukta. The wick isn't mukta. Mitzad atzman on their own can first tell shem mikol makom havigam ner basel shalheves. But they are a basis to the flame. So what do you see from there? Chazina, meaning according to the Gemara says that even if you hold just the flame, the actual flame is the muktzah, the wick becomes a basis, and so does the oil, and so does the ner. When the Gemara refers to ner, it doesn't mean like we refer to a candle. If you ever walk through the shuk in Eretz Yisrael on the way to the Kotel, so they have these a lot of these stores, these little Arab stores, sell these like little cups that they would fill with oil and put a wick in on one end. I don't know who uses them, but they sell them. So that's what they refer to the ner, the cup that would actually hold the oil and the wick and everything else. So they're usually made out of pottery. So the ner is also a basis. So you see already it's multi-tiered, that it can go several levels down. Chazim daf kama dvarim nasim basis. Vua din ha'tas shom din ha'lechter alava. Shulchan shalav ha'tas nami nas v'shneen. B'din basla neros shebetoch ha'lechter. So the tray and the table, it should all become a basis. However, he says, maybe not. Achulai yesh l'chalek. Da hasam she'i afshar la shalheves she'tehei b'lo shemen u'b'lo psila u'b'lo ner. Nasam kulin tefeilin la shalheves. What was the lumdis of basis? Why does an innocent table become muktzah to move just because it had something muktzah on it? So remember, we said one of the possibilities is that it becomes tafel to the muktzah. Why would a table become tafel to the muktzah? Because the muktzah can't exist and it can't be effective in whatever way it's supposed to be used without the table there. It needs the table. So that's only true when that's true. Meaning, you have the shalheves, the flame, that's muktzah. The flame can't be there without a wick, without oil, without a ner. So all of those things are tafel to the flame. They're all there to serve the flame. The table's not there to serve the leichter. Now it's true, the leichter would be a lot lower down without the table, but the table's not there to serve the leichter. The table's there to serve primarily for me to eat, to have the food on. It's not really there for the leichter. So maybe, yeah, the leichter tray will be a basis. The leichter itself will be a basis. But maybe, says Rav Moshe, not the table. Avol b'tasva shulchan she'in hechruch la'alechtu she'yamdu dafka alehen. Rakshin is damin she'emidon alatasva. He thinks even the tray maybe shouldn't be a basis, because it doesn't need to dafka be on it. Ulai leka b'chei gavne din basis al tarvayu. Me'la v'rak atas basis v'lo shulchan. Then he goes back to say that the tray will be a basis. I don't know, he goes back and forth on the tray a little bit, but he says since it's not necessary for it to be on the shulchan, it just happens to be out of convenience that it ends up on the shulchan, maybe that's not going to be a basis. Where does he get that from? Do we have that did we see that anywhere in the Mishnah Berurah that we read about all the exceptions to the rule? So we read about this idea of shachach, that you never really intended to leave it on your bed, so you never intended to make it a basis. So this might be an outgrowth of that. That the table is not really meant to be a basis for the leichter. Now you didn't forget, you put it on the table on purpose, so it's not exactly like shachach, but the idea is that there's a chisaron in das, that it's not that you never had the das to make the table tafel to the leichter, just like when you're shachach, you never had intention that the bed is going to be tafel to the cell phone.
But would that disqualify a lot from even the shtender and the recorder? The recorder could be on the ground.
It would still record. Meaning you're saying that, right? My answer was going to be no, but you would never leave it on the ground because you want to protect it, so you want to put it on the. But the same thing could be said for the leichter.
Right.
It's a good point.
Then I mean, you're disqualifying a lot.
Right. For Moshe, yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. That's a good point. I think his conclusion is that it's usher, that the table is usher. His next paragraph starts with the word aval, you know, which often is an indication. If you look toward the end of the next paragraph, he says,
Right.
Does conclude that it is in fact also that this svara is not something that we should rely on. That the table, if you didn't put something mutter on the table and you had the lechter on the table, even though there was a tray and a tablecloth and whatever else, that it would be the whole table would be buses and you should not move the table. Now, right, you should not move the table. Even if someone actually removed the lechter at some point, a guy took off the lechter from the table for you, still you should not move the table, which would mean even if the guy took off the lechter, you wouldn't be able to move the tablecloth. Let's say you got the tablecloth became a mess. But if the lechter was on the table, and you got a guy to move the lechter off after the candles, let's say, were out, you wouldn't even be allowed to change the tablecloth. So how do you get around all these problems? So that's a big issue. How do you get around that problem? That's a big problem. So that the way to get around that problem, we're going to see, is basl davar asl davar mutter. That's why we try to be makbid. You set the table before Shabbos with dishes or whatever, so that stuff that's on the table before Shabbos, now the table is not only buses to the candles, it's also buses to everything else, and therefore the table is going to be mutter l'tal tal. You're going to be allowed to move the table and the tablecloth and everything else on Shabbos as well. Another ha'ara that the Mishnah Berurah had, that let's look a little bit further into, is he said that it has to be a davar chashuv, that if the muktzah item is not a davar chashuv, then the place where the muktzah is not going to become a basis. Where does this come from? So if you look in the Chayei Adam, which I think I have here in the packets, source number 7, says the Chayei Adam, v'nirali The im yesh betocho rak is a prutos, betelim legabe a beged. They know the mvatal bigdo v'shulchanu b'shul is a prutos. Right, that's what the Mishnah Berurah quoted from the Chayei Adam. It's on page 4 in source number 7. So the Mishnah Berurah quoted from the Chayei Adam that if you have just a couple of pennies, then the pennies aren't going to be the dominant feature. The beged is going to be the dominant thing, and the pennies are batel. Says Nishmas Adam, same author, in his more extended commentary in source number 8. Nearly the zedome lahadamrin bebeitza ulitiltul shiure kosos agav kasa. The kasa tells Shem the kivin the shiure kosos lo chashivi klau nisbatul legabe kos. The leftover remnants in the cups are considered batel to the cup itself. Afal gav the inbo shum dvar heter. Even if the shiure kosos themselves are mukta, let's say they're inedible, they're gross, so it's something that's mukta, nevertheless the cup is not going to become a basis to what's in the cup. Because clearly the cup is primary, and whatever little junk is left on the, like you have your coffee mug, sometimes this happens to me, I bring my coffee mug in the car with me, and I drink 95% of my coffee, which is the worst amount to drink. Either drink 100% or leave it, because if you want to wash it out later, the 5% that's stuck at the bottom curdles and becomes gross and gets in the... So after, if I leave it in there over the weekend, and then after Shabbos, I go back in my car and I find this disgusting... So clearly the ikar is not the disgusting curdled coffee. The ikar is definitely the mug itself. Even though there's nothing mutter in that mug right now, because whatever's in there is disgusting and unusable, im ken hakanami, im u adam shenu chashuv lo klal, eza prutos, betelim, v'dafka meinim chashuvim klal. So if these prutos aren't worth anything to you, so then they become batel, they become insignificant completely. Now, the way the Nishma Sadam presents it, sounds like it really depends on you, right? Which it should. Just like Klisha Machlisa versus Machmas Chasun Kis depends on you, this should depend on you as well. What I found interesting though, if you look in source number 9, the Shvus Yitzchak, quoted by Rabbi Simcha Ben Kohn in his Halachas of Muksa, writes, Ube'ikr Divrei Achai Yadam, Hine B'nishmas Adam Shom Lama Din Zed, Ma'at Prutos Medivrei Tosos B'Shabbos Kufmem Beis, Dibra Maskam Nishdinu. He said, this comes from Tosfos. That's where the Nishmas Adam says, this din of not being chashuv comes from. Shehikshu al hadamrin hasum gemara, demad mutalit al kalkala ve'evin betocha. Let's say you have a basket, and there's a rock in the basket. So Tosfos asks, the gemara over there says, that you're allowed to carry the basket, you're allowed to move the basket. V'lo amrin lami din basis, lo asrin lami din basis. We don't ask for the basket based on it being a basis. Mishum demayri shemalei peros. The Gemara says, because the basket has fruits in it too. And therefore the basket doesn't become a basis. So v'zel shon ha-tosos. So says Tosos not Gemara. Vim tomar, afilu ein al kalkala malei peros. Tibatala evan agaba. Even if there weren't fruits in the basket, it's a little rock. What's more valuable, the little rock or the basket? It should be batal to the basket. Kiechi debati perek peis debetza. Shiri kos, agav ha-kos. Just like the little remnants in the kos are batal to the kos. Ilavdi surei hanira ninu v'tirtzu v'zel shonan. Tosfos answers as follows: V'yeshlomer shiny shirei akos degree yoser midan ubatlu tfei. Right there. What does that mean? Yeah, there's a rock in the basket, but the rock is not going to be bottled to the basket. The leftover junk in the bottom of the cup, that's bottled to the cup. Why? Degree yoser midai. What does that tell you? Why is it bottled? Not because it's less significant than the cup. Why is it batel? Because it's disgusting. It's terrible. It's disgusting. It's something you're not interested in at all. Sounds from the source of this entire din, which is Tosfos, by Nishmas Adam's own admission, that prutos, a few nickels, quarters, that you left in a pocket, let's say, that you wouldn't say, yeah, but the pants are so much more chashuv. The pants cost me $50 and the nickels are nickels, right? So it's batel to the pants. No. When do we say something's bottled? Like Bishiri Kosos, when the things are disgusting. But if you have like a rock, it's at least a rock in a basket, right? The little small change you have in your pants is at least like a rock in a basket. So very stark Akasha, Shvus Yitzchak has on the Mishnah Berurah. So he asked Akasha. He says, "Valzeh kaz v'chayim dinar prutos gizin shir kozos v'kasha. Adu eza prutos alf bishenim chashuvos gruos me even." They're lower than a stone? Certainly not. The mivur shein abatel lekalkala, where a stone we said isn't batel. Otsar chiyun. Dinei atos beitzadav beiz. Dimer maskul beisul tamu. Al had matirin beisilu l'salik hatavlu l'nara. Amaylo havei hatavlu basis l'klipin v'atzamos. Let's say you have a table that has a top that's removable. You don't have to pick up the whole table. Right? It's like a tray that could be removed. And the tray has shells and all sorts of mixed items. So it says over there, you're allowed to pick it up and shake it off. So, fractosos, I don't understand. Why are you allowed to shake it off? After all, shouldn't the tray become a basis? So Tosfos gives a revertei rutzim they give. But wait a second, if the Mishnah Berurah is right, that nothing could ever become a basis to something that has no value or little value to me. What's more valuable, the tray or the shells from nuts that I already ate? Clearly the tray has more value to me. So what kind of kasha? Tosfos asks a kasha. The tray becomes a basis. No, it doesn't. According to the Mishnah Berurah's rule, Chayotim's rule, it shouldn't become a basis, because the shells have no value. L'chora, Milo Tirtzu, the Klippin Vatzamos, Gri, Ubatli Agav HaTavla. Why don't we say that they become Batel? V'lachein lo avi HaTavla basis, Kedin Shire Kosos. And that's why the Tavla shouldn't be a basis. So the Tzorach Lomar, we have to say, is at the end of the line there, this really, the shiny Shire Kosos, the Gri Yosemidai. One thing about shells is it's not as gross as the thing I find in my coffee mug on Sunday morning. It's not gross. It's just there. It's not nothing I need. There's no value to me, but it's not disgusting. When does the mukta item not make something a basis? Not when it has little value. When it has negative value. When it's something I dafka don't want. And apparently, it has to be even worse than negative value, because klip and vatsamos also have negative value. Chicken bones and shells? I don't want those either. But they're at least not disgusting. So apparently this rule should be limited only to... Now you're going to tell me that coins are something that has negative value? Significant negative value? That's not true. Coins have positive value. So that's a major kasha on the Chayyada, major kasha on the Mishnah Berurah. So says this Sefer Shavos Yitzchak, in the next paragraph, on top of page 5, V'shem yesh lomar, shari mistama ha'chayyadam lo mayri she'iniach osun ma'ak prutos b'kis levadan. Shari eil ha'chashuvus lo klal, el ha'shohay lo b'kis ma'os, ula'achar shahotzi menu nishiru bo memeyle eza prutos. It says, must be the case is as follows. You didn't put in this bag of money that you had safety pinned into your pants, you didn't put just a few little coins that have very little value. Because why would you? Probably what you did is, you put a substantial amount of money, and you put all your money in there. So there were bills and there were whatever, and you have some of these prutos. When you emptied out the real money, you left these behind. See, here's the thing. We're not going to, when you put something muktzah in there on purpose, so then we're going to say that it's only gonna be okay. It's not gonna answer the kli that it's in when it's something that's garua, when it's something that's disgusting. But this money wasn't put there; it was just left there. It was there mimela. It was there. It was left there automatically, and therefore we would never say that something that was just left behind is going to be the primary thing that you are now mevatel your pants to those, you mevatel your shirt, your pants, whatever, your jacket, to that kiss, to that wallet, which has something muksa that happened to be that happens to have been left behind. It says, Zeu shedima chayadam din zeh. That's why the chayadam, with all the cases in Shas that we spoke about, where we have things that are of very little value, that might become a buses, what do we have? It's shells on a thing, right? On the table. You put the shells on the table. You ate the nut and you put the shell down on the tray. Shiure kosos, the disgusting little remnants you find in your coffee mug on Sunday morning, I didn't put it there. I put in a nice hot cup of coffee. And I took out all the good coffee, and this is what was left. It was left there in Mimela. The Chayyadam Dafka chose that as his model, that as his example. Dinzel Shiure kosos, the Kishem Shishiore kosos gri, Vinishru bakos. They're disrespected by the fact that they're left behind. And that's why they can't create a basis. Hachinami is a prutos shenam chashuvos. V'nishru b'kis, mimele inamosu basis. so too the money that you just leave behind won't make a basis. Masha'in kein, beklipin vatsamos, dafagav deinim chashuvim, granted, shells, bones, these kinds of things, they have no value, but ain dai bezesh lo yasa basis. Lufi shahunchu al hatavla lehedya v'lo memela. They were purposely put, actively put on the tray, they weren't just left there. They weren't an afterthought. Vodai imperke zayno, sovshuk savim debashtanas mele yeshmakum lahakam. Yeah. So the stone in the basket.
I would never even put it there. Or it came by itself. Certainly not like putting the bones in the shell.
Right.
It's not like you took out other money and left it behind, but it's closer to that because.
Mm-hmm. So that would have been in the Mela case.
And yet the basket.
Right.
Without the payrolls would be
awesome. Yeah, it's a difficult akimta to say that you must have been schlepping stones on purpose. That's a good kasha. He doesn't go back to discuss the stones. Yeah, it's a good kasha. I don't know. It's good. Good point. Don't know. Where chashivus does play a role, though. First of all, let's assume that the Mishnah that we pass on the Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Berurah says the Chayyadim says. Let's assume that a davar that a mux item that's not chashiv at all can't make the item that it's connected to a basis, right? How do you define davar chashuv? What's called chashuv? What's called not chashuv? So if you look in source number 10, Birchas HaShavach, Tosos Shabbos Kasav, the Evan Shabakalkala Chashuv Tfei Mishiori Kosos, Ulfize Ein Lanu Davar Mugdar Mao Davar Chashuv. Right, from that Tosos that we just quoted, we said a stone is a davar chashuv, but the junk at the bottom of my cup is not a davar chashuv. Okay, so where do I draw the line in between there? Like, what exactly is the line? Vulai prutos gamkin chashivi kamo evet. Mishnah Berurah assumes the prutos are not a davar chashuv, right? So maybe they should be a davar chashuv like a stone. Vine berash bereish beitz a kasev madua atamus v'kripin lav v'basus v'kasev sheinam basus al davar sheish al chashivus besisus ktsas kemaus shalakar shadam rotz latzniyam kadesh lo yavdu. Ah, key line. Rashba says, what makes something chashuv? Something you'd want to put away, that it shouldn't get lost. Apparently this oven is not something that accidentally fell into the basket. It's something you put there to protect it because you want to use this oven. For what? A paperweight, a weapon, I don't know. Like bows and slingshots, how's the time of year? So the bows and arrows, not slingshots. I don't know, my mother bought my kids slingshots for like bow and arrows. Okay, close enough. It has as much of a source as bows and arrows do. So you put the evan there, says the Rashba, to protect it. So therefore, that's what makes it a davar chashuv. Mashenkin batzamos, you're not putting the atzamos on the table when you eat nuts. You don't put the shells on the table because you want to protect those nuts and in those shells and save them on the table. It's just you want to get rid of them. So what do you see from the Rashba? Geder davar chashuv. The geder is that it depends whether you would want to put it away when you put it there or not, whether you're putting it there to protect it. So now it makes sense that whatever you left in the kos is perfectly permissible, is not going to create a basis, because you certainly don't put it there to protect it, whereas the evan is going to be usher. Good, that's the gather. The Shulchan Aruch, takes this idea of chashivus in a slightly different direction, from a slightly different angle. Take a look at Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph, source number 11. V'im hu, ratzalomar haner, Kavua bedelis atzmo, shepsichaso niilaso mekariv Hashem lener o marchiko mimenu, asu lepaskel lenalu. Shulchan Aruch there is talking about, can you open the door when there's a candle right near the door? This is very halacha lemaisa. It doesn't sound halacha lemaisa. It's very halacha lemaisa when we discuss thermostats in the house. It's a 95 degree day outside, and the air conditioner is on full blast, and your house gets to, you like it really cold, it gets to the perfect, whatever, 68 degrees, you know, so you're freezing cold now. You open, so the air conditioner turns off. You open the door, all that blast of hot air comes in and immediately turns it on, right? This is the discussion, so the closest approximation of that kind of reaction to opening a door is when the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch talks about opening a door in front of a candle. So he said, but what if the candle's on the door? So is it then permissible? So Shulchan Aruch says, well, if the candle's on the door, the oil is going to move when you open the door, and that is likely going to extinguish the flame or maybe bring the oil closer to the flame, might be havara. So you don't want the flame to actually be manipulated every time you open the door. That's going to be a problem if the candle is actually on the door. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'im hu poscha v'nola b'nachas, but if you do it very gently, b'nyan shelo yeh p'sik reisha, in a way that it's not going to be p'sik reisha, that the oil is going to move at all, mutar. V'enus v'betul t'al delas, mishom aner ha-mukza ha-kavuba, v'fish ha-delas l'nas basal aner, l'fish hi chashuva, shemishamesh es l'bayis, u'batla es lo v'lo aner. So the Mishnah Berurah says, wait a second, we forgot there's another important thing to discuss over here. Forget about whether you're going to extinguish the candle or not, the door should be mukza. There's a candle on it. The table becomes muksa when there's a candle on it. Why isn't the door muksa? It's a basis l'davar aser. So what does Mishnah Berurah say? No, it's not. Because hi chashuva, the door is very chashuv. Why is it chashuv? Shemeshamesh es l'bayis. Its primary function is to serve the house. This is chashivus from a different angle. That it's not the lack of chashivus of the muksa item. It's the overwhelming chashivus of the basis. That it has its own unique chashivas that's so much more important than whatever function it's serving to the muksa item, that it, therefore whatever role it's serving to support the muksa item is ignored. And therefore the door is not muksa. I remember guys, when I was in YU, they used to have on the doors, now they don't have this anymore because they have texting, but they used to have on the doors of all the dorm rooms like a little white pad with a marker on it, where if you go visit your friend's room and he's not there, you can leave a note for him. You know, I need your notes desperately. Bring them to my room, you know, now whatever it is. So you could leave a note. You remember this? Yeah. So you could. I'm sure they don't have that anymore, because why would they, right? You could just text. So I remember guys hacking. Wait a second. What about if you stay for Shabbos in yeshiva? So does the door become a buses? They were talking about this, and I never knew the answer. So it's beferish of the Mishnah Berurah. This is exactly that case. You have the ner connected to the door. It's just like having the notepad with the marker connected to the door. The door does not become a buses in that case. It's not a buses, but wait a second. There should be another problem over here. That the ner or the notepad that's on the door, granted it's the door doesn't become a buses, but you're not allowed to be metalto muktza. So aren't you being metalto the items themselves when you're moving them? So that Rabbi Simcha ben Ukon discusses in a footnote in the Sefer, in source number 13, says L'chor Tzrichim Lavin Deinu Chinami Dadels Nas Basel Aner Hal Kalpanim Kishon Paseach Adels Yesh Tiltel Menatzad Al Aner. You're still being metaltel Menatzad the Ner. So Yesh Beis Mahalchim. He says there are two Mahalchim in the poskim to answer that. Number one, he says that it's Tiltel Menatzad L'Tzorach Dov Ramuter, because you're using primarily just to get in and out, and therefore it's not L'Tzorach Dov Ras, and therefore it's going to be Mutter. And number two, he says this is better than Tiltel Min Atzad, that's only for Davra Mutter, because, what does he say? He says, Dekimen da Adelas hu mechubar, right, he says you're not even being metaltal Adelas, because the Adelas is still attached to the house. So you're not actually moving it, you're moving part of it. So you're never actually removing the entire Adelas from its place, and therefore it doesn't even count as Tiltel. So those are the two possibilities of why it's not an issue of Tiltel Min Atzad. We still didn't get to the main thing I wanted to get to, which is Bas L'davar Asa L'davar Mutter, and also the issue of moving a mace on Shabbos, which also relates to buses. So Mitzvah Shem, next time, next week, we'll try to finish up the buses. So that's a big sugya. Okay.